It was crazy hosting the Inner Circle with the Dynasty team. It was like they were back. Really? It was fucking wild. I don't know if it'll come through as much in the video, but like I was sitting there and like I think coming back to it, I kind of forgot like how much time I personally had spent with the four of them, because like I was with them every weekend for 2 years.
Bro, I miss that.
I miss that team. Like
formal living there.
That team, I didn't realize.
Sass living there, Crimsix living there.
I didn't realize how much I missed that team. That team is so, I don't know if there will ever be a COD team like that.
Speaking of that, I thought you caught the COVID.
I did not catch the vid.
Just felt like shit.
I had a migraine. Well, we've been doing this diamond series, which we're trying to hit diamond in every game.
You don't even got to explain the rest.
Yeah, and
I got sick after playing Halo yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
So it was actually a really fun series up until we started playing Valorant, and then it was hell.
Why? Just because Valorant's fucking try hard.
Dweeb, nerd, newbie, fucking don't go outside.
Won't go pro.
Make sure to throw your Viper wall here and then pop it so I can get into sight. Like that's Valorant.
Even just diamond though.
Yes, even getting to diamond, it's like if because we only trio queued the whole time. So like if we have two shitter teammates, it's
how often did that happen?
Well, for the first 60 hours, I was the shitter teammate because like. Blake and George have been playing for a year.
Dude,
and
they love it.
They love it.
They must love that series.
Yeah.
To just grind. Like
that's why.
You entertain chat and they can just.
The TST way. I just use Blake and George like little puzzle pieces. And I'm like, all right, what content can I use Blake and George for? 100 hours of this. Let's hit diamond.
It's stressful.
Yeah. Not, and meanwhile, they're just grinding. And I'm like, what's the funniest joke I could say right now? But yeah, it's like hard because, dude, Val is such a grindy game. But we eventually. So this week, it was my diamond rank up game 4 different days. And we ended up losing.
Really?
4 different days. It was
I saw
diamond.
Like the celebration.
Yeah, that was last night.
Oh, yeah.
And so it got to a point where I was one rank up game away. So I'm like, let's just do it tonight. Let's finish it tonight. And then we'll only have one more game. And then that's it. And then we're done with the series. And then we would lose. So then I was like, Well, if we play one more, then when we come back, I'm only one game away. So then we'd end up staying out till 3 a.m., 4 a.m.
Sounds kind of fun, though. It gives you like a goal.
It's very yesterday was very rewarding. Hitting diamond was mad
like
rewarding.
It was actual genuine dopamine.
Yeah,
that wasn't for the cameras,
but it wasn't like worth it. No. Like I wouldn't do it again.
How long did it take?
It took me 100 hours.
So they've been diamond.
They've been diamond. They're probably diamond 2 players. I had never made it past gold. We played 100 hours of Val.
So I guess it's like bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond.
Bronze, silver, gold. Then it goes platinum, diamond, ascendant, immortal. But so they've both hit ascendant. They're probably like diamond 3 players.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like that's how long they've been playing, and I've never made it past gold. So like the first 35 hours were really easy because they were just carrying.
Yeah.
And then we get to like high gold, and now like they're like, all right, now you have to play too. And I'm like, well.
So okay. Really, you got probably the worst practice.
Because
like when you're at low ranks, I forget what game I was playing. Maybe it was like Apex, and like good people would want to play with me, and I'd be like, I don't really want to like just get carried and like achieve this high rank, and then when I want to play solo, I'm not on their level, I don't know as much, so you probably didn't even get like good practice in your lower ranks because you're just getting fucking carried. Because
they're
you're
dropping 35s, yeah. And I'm just, do you know any of the agents or anything in Val?
I know like Ryze. No, I think that's it.
That's not
Is
an
that
agent.
The Rocket?
That's Rays, but yeah.
Or, I know Rays. The Rocket fucking
yeah, the Rocket lady.
Chick.
Well, yeah, so I was just like, throughout the whole first 100-hour series where we like learned how to play.
I woke up like 30 minutes ago. So you're still when getting... I texted you, my alarm just went off.
Really?
Yeah. So, anyways.
So like, when we did the first 100-hour series, which was like a year ago, that's the only time I'd ever played, I instant locked like a character that nobody uses, like no one uses.
Oh, really?
His name is Yoru, and he like he's just super trolly, and I love him. I just love him. And so I was like, I'm gonna do that. And Blake and George were like, you can't play him. Like, if we're gonna get Diamond, you can't play him. And I'm like, but I want to play him. So the first 40 hours, I'm just insta-locking Yoru, and they're frying. Mm-hmm. And so we rank all the way up to gold, and then when you get to plat, like, you actually have to start using like teamwork and stuff. And so I had to learn
that champion.
Shit. What?
Or could you still use that champion in like higher ranks?
It's funny because no, I couldn't. And then like I started using other characters, and I started getting my confidence up a little bit, and like figuring out how to shoot again. And like, because dude, like the whole like tactical shooter style of shooting, like CS and Val,
I hate it.
It's so trolly, dude.
Not that it doesn't make sense. But it's like, my reticle's on them.
That's what I'm saying.
But and then you got to like pull down your mouse while shooting.
Or you shoot twice and move to the side and shoot twice and move.
I never got
like,
good
dude,
at it.
Dude, just fucking gun them. Like, that's what I, watching Halo and then watching COD, I'm just like, that's so much more fun to me.
Yeah.
But I understand like I understand the appeal of it. It's just not for me. But so I was figuring that part of the game back out. And then like last night, it was actually crazy how it happened. We started the stream. George was running the main POV for Val, but we were one game away from
Was it ever on your POV though? Or were you like, don't fucking, George, let's put it. Y'all don't need to see my POV.
Need to see mine.
And you're just like, you die. Just, damn it.
I
you
had
got
him.
Fucking turned on hard.
Shit on. So for this one, we were one game away. And
put this shit on mine.
So I was like, like, you should just use your POV so that we get your reaction for you hitting Diamond, because they were already Diamond. And I was like, all right, cool. They're like, it should just be one game. And then we lost four straight. Or no, we went 1-4. And so then we just like, we were pissed and just started drinking.
Who was it? Were you getting shit on these four games?
Blake and I got fried the first game. And that was the rank
up
game.
Blake was pissed.
Blake was pissed because he was playing a character that like is like a support character. So like, if I'm not doing my job, he's kind of can't do his. So I was getting shit on. So he was getting shit on. We went like 0-16 the first side.
Damn.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was really bad. And then so we go down 1-4, just start drinking. We're like, all right, well, we're not finishing it tonight. We'll finish it next week. Yeah. And so we literally just like, Blake was just like, yo, just play Yoru. Like, let's just have fun, because like, we're gone this weekend. So I start just insta-locking Yoru every game, which is the troll character. And then we win, and we win, and we win, and we win four back-to-back games.
You like, popping off at all?
Pop, 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 pop. I mean, I'm holding my own now with the troll character. And,
a little tipsy.
And that's how we ended up winning. It was just like giving no fucks and just like hitting sight. And I'm using these trolly abilities, and it's working out.
You should have just brought that Adderall back. Would Dude, you...
I feel like...
I mean, it wouldn't be bad for you to say it. If I said, I'm going to bring the Adderall back, I wouldn't get any support. Well, I mean, people wouldn't support you for doing it.
No one would
either.
Know.
But I'm saying, like, I don't know. Do you think it would have been funner or more
no.
funner? On
See, the thing with...
Just cracked? With, like, would you be able to, like, get into it and grind? And
I don't think... Addy for me was...
I can't fucking do nothing, though.
Addy for me was fast-paced games. But
see, I don't know how you played S&D like that, though.
I didn't.
Cracked.
I mean, I did, but like...
But you enjoyed...
Dude, the worst nights for me were the Modern Warfare 2 scuff house in my little closet, playing until 6 a.m. 3v3 wagers. Those were like the days of like, okay,
would it be like
shit.
Respawn as well?
Yeah, just respawn 3v3. Blake, George, and I playing against three hackers that, because they're the only people that play the game anymore, for $20, 9 hours straight.
You think they were hacking though?
100% they were hacking.
But why, you would just still play
still
them? Because
play
you're
them.
Like, we
who
just
else
want
are we
to
gonna
play?
Play? Who else are we gonna play? And we'd beat them sometimes. But that's if they weren't hacking, they were keyboarding or they were using some sort of aim.
So fucking pathetic.
But like those, so like when I think of like, which I'll never use it again because that shit is fucking evil. But when I think about using it, I think about like if I played Melee, like Smash, because it's just W key forward, hit a million buttons. And if I remember the last time I thought like, damn, this would be crazy on Adderall was, did you ever play World War or Vanguard?
I feel like I've played every COD, but it's like, I don't remember. Like get them fucking mixed up.
Hardpoint on Bacage was the most crackhead. It was the most crackhead game type I think I've ever played on COD.
And you loved it?
I mean, I was done taking at the time, but I remember thinking like, I bet you people pop 60 and play this map over and over and over again.
What would you say your negatives about it was of taking?
Adderall?
Yeah.
Everything?
I mean, like, can you get specific? Because, like, I don't know. This is just me being salty, but I played Halo yesterday. And I'm just like, all these motherfuckers are just crack doing nothing. They're just taking Addy all day. I fucking know it. But, like, what would... There was... How about... Let's start with... What were your good times on it?
That's it. Really? I mean, that's it. It's just like,
it was all fake good times.
It's all fake.
It's all fucking fake.
It's all fake. It's like, imagine if you go like,
Be like 2 hours of like, you're feeling, music's blasting, like,
right.
Your fucking brain's going.
Actually,
but then like the next 10 hours that you're like still feeling
dude,
it's just not worth it.
It's just not worth it. I mean, there was a couple times editing vision or... I used to like, it was real, dude, it's so horrible for you. But like, I would stay up all night and then like, I'd have a meeting. This is in like the scuff house. Like I'd have a meeting with like a sponsor or something at like 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And I would just take at 9 and then I would be like, they had to have known in the meeting. Cause I'm probably like eyes bloodshot, but still like, yeah, I think this would be a really good idea for a smooth competition video. You know what I mean? Like something like that. There are times where I was
what
like,
if they would.
Feel like I'm a superhuman right now, but then because
how
crash is so
I look back
dude.
And I feel like not that many people called me out for it as far as like fans or
well when I took I would get very talkative when you took
I would just be like zombie
wouldn't
quiet.
Say a word
so
people could you could play it off as like I'm tired or I'm just really
been up all night
been up But me, like, I remember actively thinking in my head, like, okay, stop talking.
Really?
I
wish I would get like that, bro. I'm so fucking weird. I feel like most people are like that.
I would take it like going to the venue. Like when I was like really addicted to it, I would take it just like going to the venue.
Same.
Just
I would
like,
take Addy, Zan, and like a few shots, head to the venue. I'm fucking... What's up, man? Oh, nice to meet you.
Exactly.
And it was like so much. I mean, it made it more fun, but then like you start crashing. It's like, I'm going to go back to the hotel. Like, where are y'all going? I'll meet up.
People are like, you want to eat something? You're like, I'm not really that hungry. Yeah. But
I think I used to take it on the fly, like our 2 hour shits. Like, I think I used to take it on the fly cast, but I would take Xanax with it.
Jeez.
And maybe some concentrate coffee.
I never, maybe I did take it during Scuff House Flycasts. You know, the random Flycasts that we used to do in the Infinite offices? Mm-hmm. I took them then.
Yeah, I feel like I had to.
Yeah.
I remember one time I think a bunch of shit, like maybe went down with like Hex, Jay, maybe you and like Infinite. And I think we like didn't really have content for like a month and a half or like 2 months or something. Or like I was in something and Flamesword wasn't in something else. Or we just didn't. I didn't see Flame for like 2 months or maybe longer, maybe shorter. But then we had like some meeting of like, all right, everyone come in. We need to talk about how we're going to like pick this shit up because this shit sucks right now. We had a meeting and I walked in and just Flamesword out loud. It's just like, damn, you got skinny. And I was just like, fuck. And like, because when you're, I guess it's just such a slow process when it's me, but I entered like another, this was probably like my Fortnite.
Fortnite, yeah, for sure.
Fortnite with like Monster fucking cracked error. So I just disappeared playing that forever because I don't think we had content really. So I just never had to. Because when we would have content, I would try not to take the day before or something and like get some sleep and then wake up and maybe take a little bit or I don't know. But I just remember Flamesword saying that out loud and I was like, God, dude, I really have been. And it just like fucking put like such a, I was like embarrassed.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I look like a fucking crackhead.
That's how that, I mean, I've said it before, but that shot that Hector got in his vlog where I'm walking out of my room in a wife beater.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, cause those were the Modern Warfare 2 nights.
I purposely didn't take a picture in 2020 because like how fucking gross I looked. Like I literally don't have a picture from pretty much like 10 months of 2020.
Yeah.
Cause I was just so skinny and I was like, dude, these like can't get out. And it was, but now looking back, I'm like, God, I kind of wish I did have a picture of that just to see.
I wish I had a picture of you.
I wish I could have old me like stand beside me and I'd just look at him like
Hector might have a picture of you before you went in.
Just be like, fucking ew.
Hector sent me a picture and said the package has arrived whenever you went to rehab. And
like the package has been delivered.
And I just remember you were sitting like this. You were sitting like this and like looking
before
at the camera.
I went in?
Before you went in. Like you're in the lobby. You guys are in the lobby. And you're sitting like this, like holding your hand, and your
like
bones,
Andrew Tate.
Not like Andrew Tate. Your bones are like visible, like your hand bones.
Here it is, bro. I used to look at my hands, and my shit would be like black, purple, and blue. My like fingernails would be super long and like dirty, like they looked like straight grandma hands.
Yeah,
it was crazy. Just like. Don't do Addy.
Don't.
Especially
it's like, it's so weird because sometimes I feel weird talking about it because in some cases it can be seen as like we're glorifying.
Bro,
it.
I still feel like I could benefit from it, but I just abuse. Like if I just took my 20 to fucking bang out a 4-hour stream and then like still worked out afterwards and ate.
Oh, for sure.
And drank hella water. Like I'm not. Cause
I mean, I know plenty of people that can't function without it. But
don't abuse it.
But don't abuse it.
Like there's plenty of people that use it for what it should be used. I don't know. I think it's fucking legal meth.
Yeah, same,
basically,
it is.
Like it's there's no, not that there's no drug like it, but like you really.
I've heard from multiple
people. It does something to your fucking brain that really like lights you up. And I don't know if that should be legal. But I mean, and I still feel like even now it's like, I mean, I've said it 100,000 times, but like, God, I cannot just sit down and like
it's crazy.
I can't sit down and focus. I've had to consciously. This past week, I've consciously sat down and been like, I'm going to read 10 pages of this book because I need to fix whatever's happening. Like, I feel like my brain's like deteriorating because I've done nothing in a long time productive for my brain besides, I mean, I don't know if I'd count the gym, like the gym and running and shit. Obviously, it's good for your body and brain, but like I've done nothing to like work my brain. Like my brain's like, you know what I'm saying? Like no type of like computer work. Haven't really wasn't playing video games for a long time. Like nothing was working my brain. So now I play like one game of Sudoku a day. Like I'm telling you, like I feel like I'm having to like go through rehab with my brain as if I got like a concussion or something, and like start rewiring some shit.
Take a class. I've wanted to
like
take
college.
Not like a college class.
It would
class.
Be so hard.
Yeah.
Like
reading
10 pages from my book that I like to read. It's just like a self-help book, but like even doing that, it's like I'm getting lost within like 3 seconds, and I'm just thinking about it, and I'm like, let me focus, let me reread this, and it's just like it's such like a
maybe not even like a study, like a maybe like a yoga class or like a meditation, some shit.
Even like meditation, it's like I can't even imagine. It's fucking TikTok's not helping either.
Dude, you gotta get rid of that.
Because I seriously think I might need to delete the app. Because once again, the other few days ago, I canceled on Tuesday or whatever. We went to a pool party. I drank. Blah, blah, blah. Wait, what was I fucking? See, here it is. I forgot what the fucking point.
TikTok.
Went to the pool Monday, got drunk. Tuesday, canceled. Didn't feel good. And I was on TikTok for probably 10 hours the next day, just like laying in bed. Just like going from, I mean, I'm not sitting there 10 hours straight. Yeah. But I mean, basically, and like my girl, like go downstairs, work a little bit, might hop on the couch, make food. And I'm just like,
dude, you got to get rid of it.
It's so
bad. You have to get rid of it.
And my attention span has just gotten so bad. And I feel like I haven't worked my brain. Even like video games, just like trying thinking of certain, just staying alive or like what play do I make here? It's like I think there's some benefit to it. And me playing Halo yesterday was not. I was just like, dude, it reminded me why I started IRL streaming. Especially, I was playing decent. I was like, you know what? I ain't that bad. And I like ranked up out of my placements back to Onyx. Started playing against like better players. When I'm playing okay though, and then one game I'm just getting shit on, everything's going wrong, I can't get a kill, I can't be given a kill, I'm losing every individual fight. And then I look over to my chat, like chat's not going too fast, whatever. I look over to my chat, I just see nonstop typing. I'm like, what the fuck? And I see scump say, yo. And I was like, is he about to like raid me or something? Is that what's going on? I was like, God. And this is while I'm getting fucking shit on. And people were just like, yo, 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 scump sent us, scump sent us. But I guess he was just like bored doing the Apex stream and just like clicked my stream. But I'm just getting donged on. I hit the back button. I'm 4-18. There's scump. 12,000 people just brought up on his stream checking me out. And I'm just like, chat, look. And I just hit the back button. I'm 4-18. And I'm just like, God, of fucking course you joined this. I literally just had like a decent game before this. And I'm just getting fucking pounded. But I don't know. I just can't fucking focus. And sometimes I wonder, I'm like, man, would like maybe a 20 just get me through like 4 hours, play Halo, actually enjoy. Like, I sit in my setup. I can't even get comfortable. My hips hurt. I like, tense up my legs when I play. I can't figure out what posture I want to use.
Don't, dude. Don't do it.
But I need to just chill the fuck out.
Chill the fuck out.
But it's so hard because I swear I used to be good. And, like, I would get on. And even just casually playing, like, I'm keeping up, I'm doing good. But, like, now it's like, I'm fucking trying. And I still can't, like.
Well, okay.
But I don't play,
to
like.
Fair,
I
you
haven't
don't
picked,
play.
Yeah, I haven't picked up. I've
you
played three times in, I think, 4 months.
Yeah, so
and I'm
why
picking
are
up
you,
the controller and playing against kids that are playing every single day. Yeah. But, like, and I'm just uncomfortable.
If you played.
Overthinking. I'm like,
I just went from not playing Valorant to, like, hitting Diamond. In 1/1000th of the time that a usual person would hit diamond. Yeah. Like, and it's just because, like, and I got carried for like the first 40 hours to get into gold or whatever.
First
but,
40 hours is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, once you do 100, it's funny.
And it might be more than that.
Once you do like 100 hours series, it sounds like such a long time, but we've done 5 of them now. And it's just like.
So is it you start, like, you turn the stream on, boom, let's play Valorant. You sign on Valorant, you start the clock.
Start the clock.
Okay.
So it's not game, it's not play time. Yeah. It's stream time.
Okay.
But so I get carried just because my or Blake and George have been playing so long. But like you, once you start putting in reps, you're gonna fucking figure it out. Yeah. And I don't even have a base for COD, or I don't even have a base for Valorant. You have a base for Halo, so you're already your shittiest game. You're already gonna be keeping up with people that have been playing for the last 6 months.
Well, that's why it's like. Because I have a base, it's like more depressing when I lose. Like if I was to get on Valorant, I wouldn't give a shit.
Oh,
like I would
same.
Have fun
yeah,
getting
yeah.
shit on.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
So Halo, there's just no fun when getting shit on.
Yeah,
and I'm
that's
getting
how I am.
And I'm getting shit on. And by shit on, I mean I'm just doing as well as all the other peasants.
Dude, when Seth picked Rettles over me in COD for the shock collar video. It was genuine. I was genuinely pissed.
I'm not going to lie. I looked at Rettles. I was dead, and it was on his POV or some shit. And I was like, he's kind of nice.
Oh, he's good. Like, he's, he was I'm like, not saying he's not good.
He was snaking hardish. I'm like, what the fuck? I can't do that. And who did Seth pick first?
Rettles.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I mean, even over, well, I didn't care. I was like, I'm not good, and I haven't touched the controller in much, so I wouldn't give a shit. But yeah, like, I could see that.
I was like,
that dude, he just plays Rocket League. He just plays Rocket doesn't
League.
Even touch COD.
I mean, I.
But I mean, a pro player. That's what they can adapt pretty quick.
I know that's what Seth's going off of. Pro player.
Yeah, that was a crazy pick, and that was a crazy COD. I still.
That was a good ass video, and also
not that I still think
definitely
about
gonna
it.
Miss Rettles. Yeah. It really sucks that we had to exit Rocket League, but
yeah, I just started streaming again from here. It's. For the past, week?
Oh, really?
And then Rettles would sit beside me, and I was like, God, he's about to be annoyed. And then, come to find out, I only got to sit beside him a few days. He was good, though. He was good for content.
He's a good kid. He is going to do... I think what happened with Mixwell and Tarek, where it's like, you knew that after they're done competing, they're going to...
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen with Rettles.
I've never tuned into his stream, not going to lie.
Yeah, he's popping.
Is he popping?
Yeah.
Damn.
He has a really good YouTube channel, really good stream grind and work ethic. And he's also I mean, I don't know much about the inner workings of Rocket League and all the players, but apparently like when he joined Optic, he was considered like a good player and has been playing for a long time, but the cracked kids were coming in and hitting all these crazy flips and all the tech skills, Shotzi like movement. But over the past 6 months, Rettles is like super adapted and
really?
Like figured out how to do all the
it's like
that
the new
tech
Fortnite
shit.
Kids,
right? And people were like, "Ah, oh, well, like the
he's
new
like Tfue.
Rettles can't hang with the new kids," is what the people were saying. And yeah. Over the last 6 months, he's shown that like. He can. Like
was it almost like Fortnite with the new kids in Rocket League? Like how they, dude, it was just like, dude, what the
Rocket?
This shouldn't be you should not be able to do that.
The skill ceiling in Rocket League is, I think, top three in esports. Like, I don't think it is insane. The amount of buttons they have to press and the way they carry their momentum and figuring out angles.
I don't understand Fortnite still.
I mean, Fortnite's up there too, but. But with Fortnite, there's like there's ways you can cheese around it. Like if you break the bottom of their base, then the whole thing falls. Or if you get like
yeah,
a,
that's how our brains think.
If you I know not us, but I'm saying like there are
we just watch them build up the it's just at the bottom. There's no way I'm even trying
no
to like.
But like with Rocket League, there is no rocket launcher or grenade launcher. There's no sniper rifle. There's no way that you can maybe even squeak a kill in there. Like, you've got to hit all those buttons.
What can people even be Like, you look at Snipe Down Formal. They got, like, super good shots. Super good with the sniper. Is there shit like that for Rocket League? Like, this person's super good at...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's...
Dribbling in the air.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. Like, are there, like, not roles? Well, I guess there are roles, right? There are roles.
Because, like, one person has to, like, guide everyone. Like, think about a basketball court.
I might play Rocket League today, bro. I don't know if I can do Ayla.
Like, think about, like, a basketball court. Like, you have to tell all your teammates where to go, who's rotating back, like, who's going to challenge this. Because if you both challenge,
I feel like there's so much pressure on you, too.
Yeah, it's like
if you don't block a goal or, like, you fucked up or you took a half second to, like, dude, why didn't you come back?
Yeah,
immediately.
Exactly.
Like, you knew they...
Or, like, if you... The Rocket League is the only time that it's felt like a... That video games have felt like a sport to me.
Really?
Because, like, the three of us play, so if... I remember the first time, like, I missed a... Because when you first play, you just want to hit the ball. Like, that... It's hard enough just to hit the ball. And then you got to figure out how to angle your car so the ball goes off your car and goes towards the direction of the goal. So if you hit the ball... towards the goal, now that's all you care about. And then it gets to a point where, like, damn, I should have made that shot. Which is, like, a weird thing. I don't know.
Do you got to use, like, paddles and shit?
Is
it basic?
Pretty basic.
Might try it today.
Very backseat heavy game, though. So be aware.
Of the chat?
Your chat is going to grill your shit.
I mean, in the beginning, that's fun. And I need them to be like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Guys, we got to take a quick break. This Flycast podcast is brought to you by Center. Center offers all-natural hemp-derived CBD beverages with premium ingredients to help you find clarity and focus in everyday life. Products include CBD sparkling waters, ready-to-mix CBD drink powders that include electrolytes, some GABA, some ashwagandha to chill out, whatever you need for your day. CBD, Center CBD's got for you. Center is perfect for any time of day and focus on providing healthy ways to relax, focus, and find clarity. So take a sip. Take a moment. Find your center. Damn, that was good. This podcast is also brought to you by Corduroys. Take your gaming space to the next level with Optic Gaming Beanbag by Corduroys. This exclusive beanbag is durable, long-lasting, versatile, and easily converting from a chair to a bed, making it perfect for when you need a quick nap during long gaming sessions. You know me, back in the day, back I streamed 36 hours straight. I might need a nap. This would have been perfect. Fortunately, it's here for you now. With Corduroy's Never Go Flat design, you'll be chilling on clouds for years to come. Up your game with the Optic Gaming Beanbag, available for sale now on corduroys.com. And don't forget, you can use Shop Pay to split your purchase into easily manageable payment plan. Back to the podcast.
Warning.
Maybe I'll try it out today. Because yesterday playing Halo is like, it was all right for the first 2 hours. And like the last 2 hours were just getting pounded. So it's just like, dude, I'm remembering why I tried IRL streaming, which was fucking ridiculous when it's 105 every single day. But it's finally, it is cooling down though. I think we're hitting 80s next week.
We should probably start doing that.
IRL streaming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that it's I'm not going to be running.
I'm going to be streaming almost every day. What? I don't know. Some days I'll probably just IRL stream, maybe take my phone to the gym or walk around or whatever. But yeah, thank God it's cooling down. Even yesterday, ran a 5K. It was 106 degrees out. It was so hard. It was a nice experience. Ran the KD 5K yesterday. Have not really been running these past 2 months. Maybe past 3 months.
Same.
Every now and again, I will I'll go run like a little bit of a, like a little over a mile or something. Maybe like two max, but that'll be like once every week or
it's
two.
It's so hard.
It's so so hard, so hot. And I could really feel my summer shenanigans were weighing me down. And I was just like, my conditioning got just super bad. And it's so much harder yesterday. I posted on my Instagram, I like posted my 5K time. It's like 3.1 miles. I've ran it in like 9:40. I had like a 9:47 pace. And that was me pushing it.
Oh,
and I look back at my Strava from May. I had a 6 mile, six miler, and I had like an 8:50 pace. Dude. I was just like, dude, how was I doing? And then I had a 10 miler with a 9:50 pace. I'm just like, dude, this 3.1 miles is what I've ran in 10 miles.
That's
at.
The last time
I
ran,
I can't even breathe. And back then, I would feel like my legs, my conditioning felt fine. Like I could breathe. I was like almost enjoying it, just like focusing on my breath. But my hips would hurt, my knee would hurt, my ankle would hurt, and that's why I felt like I would like be a little slower. But now my conditioning is shit.
I can look back like 3 months ago when before it got like death outside, and like I was running like 4 miles a day, and sometimes the pace was like 8:30 a mile.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I'm fucking getting it.
Yeah.
Dude, if I tried to run an 8:30, dude, I don't even know if I could run an 8:30 right now. It is making excuses because we could just run inside on the treadmill, but I hate running on the treadmill.
I find it like, obviously it's not pointless, but I would see like people at my gym running on the treadmill and I'm like, why don't you just go run outside? Yeah. And I'm sure in their head, they're thinking it's 105 degrees and I'm not going to have like a good pace. It's super uncomfortable. It's hard to fucking breathe.
Yeah.
But,
and plus like with the off season and the round the bar and also getting mace, like, dude, there's a lot of shit going on right now.
Yeah.
I need to just do it though. Just do them. I need to go back to
maybe
a
just
mile.
Like wake up and get it done.
Yeah.
Empty stomach.
I have been walking like mace every day. So I'm walking like a mile and a half and shit. But
yeah. When I did my 60-day video, I was doing an incline walk and like that sort of, I think that's sort of like your zone two to where like I can fucking feel this. Like I'm on the treadmill, like a 12 or 15 incline. I would do that for at least 30 minutes every single day. And I think that got my cardio like really good because I started running and like quickly I felt like I could run a 3-4 miles. Like every time I would go out, it'd be like 3-4 miles. That'd be like the minimum. So, like, incline walk on the treadmill definitely help. But, like, now I don't do any of that. I've just been lifting weights. But I want to get back into it. One of my subs is a college runner, and I think he's studying, like, coaching track or some shit. So he sent me a program. I think I'm going to start it Sunday, and we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
Not getting sore and not getting injured, and it's gonna be the challenge. And actually stretching is gonna be the fucking challenge. But yesterday, so Katy 5K, I think there was a couple thousand people
really?
In the race.
Damn.
It was insane.
Thousands of people on Katy Trail.
There was Katy Trail was the ending part. Like we were all running through the streets.
Through the streets, okay.
And I think they did it right by in the beginning, you're just all in the street. They have the whole entire street blocked off. It's big and wide.
Music.
Because when everyone's starting off, everyone's jam-packed together.
Yeah, yeah.
But after like a mile and a half, people start separating. Yeah, and like it's less of a clusterfuck. So by the time the last, I think it was like last 1.3 miles that you're on the trail, or you get onto the trail and there's only 1.3 miles and it's like people are just way more separated.
Yeah.
So they could not start that shit on Katy Trail. It's just too thin. There was so many people there. It felt like my first MLG event almost. Like, don't know anyone.
Don't know anyone.
Fucking
everyone's in it.
You're just kind of like looking at people like, just like, who here's scouting? Like, who's good? Like, who do I think's nasty? Like, you can tell who real runners are.
Yeah,
and I was like, there's no, I wanted to feel like people were looking at me like, he's probably a pretty good runner. But
they weren't.
But they probably weren't looking. Like, they could probably just see right through me.
If you have biceps, you're not considered.
Yeah.
You know, the
I would see skinny people with, like, the shorts that are leggings, though. Like, the tights, the short tights, would just see the Nike check. And you're then like, they're, like, running shoes. And then they're, like, tank top, silky running shirt. And I'm like, yeah, that motherfucker's, he's, like, doing this to compete. I don't know if they treat it like they're competing.
I think they're competing against themselves, like trying to get PRs.
Like, I wonder if that's what they're, because a lot of people were, I mean, a lot of people are like me. They're just doing it for, I was like, if I can get to about 8 minutes, and if I get an 8 minute pace, I'll be super happy. Because I was like, I'm going hard.
Jesus.
And after the first half mile, I was like, I got to slow the fuck down. I was like, I'm not even going to finish. And literally the whole race, I felt like I was,
like, barely hanging on.
Yeah. Like, I was like, if this was not a race, or like, because I told myself I'm running the entire time no matter what. Like, even if I have to go slow. But if that was not a race, that would have not, I would have walked. Because my heart felt weird.
Dude.
Like, the heat.
Last time I tried to do a 10 mile, I did it at 1 a.m. And I was, and that was the last time I did a 10 mile was at 1 a.m. as well. And I did it in under 2 hours and I was like super hype, like happy about it. Dude, I made it 3.5 miles and I stopped. I was like, dude.
The last time you attempted one?
Attempted. And I was like,
so
why?
You're like, there's no way I'm fucking getting this done.
There was no way I would have finished without getting like sick. And then I checked. Because even though it was 1 a.m., I checked my weather app while I was walking back, which was very humbling, by the way, to run 3 miles. Because I was going to run 5 miles, 5 miles.
Yeah.
I ran 3 miles and then walked 3 miles back. So I checked my weather app, and it was like 102 degrees at 1 a.m. And I was like, that has to play a part.
Yeah.
Because the last 100%. Time I did that, the last time I did it, it was probably 70 degrees
Bro,
outside.
I'm almost excited to start now. God, I have such gunk in my throat. I just feel it. I'm almost excited to start now. And then November, if it's a little chilly out, maybe one chilly day, like how that's going to feel.
Dude, like the dew,
gonna feel
dew on the ground and you're running. Oh,
it's probably going to be kind of nice.
You have a coffee.
I need to prep myself for it to really enjoy those moments. But it was crazy. It was right by where I live. But walk there and just see a huge crowd of people. Every road's blocked off. Everyone's in. It was, I want to say there was 4,000 people there. I could be wrong.
Jesus.
But there was a lot. I think they said over the microphone, at least Sabas, because I ran it with him. And I think he said he heard them say there was like that many people there. But seeing all those people there, like standing in the, it was, I almost didn't go because I went to like register and it was like final total $71. And I was like, for a 5K, I'm going to end up running this and walking straight home. I'm not enjoying the activities afterwards of everyone hanging out. So I was like, what if I just like start joining? Like I'm on Katie Trail just waiting on the bench. And then when everyone comes,
that's
I fucking,
so funny.
But at all, they had every, I don't even know if you could like sneak in because there's a policeman at like every, and I'm sure people maybe tried to sneak in or some shit. But just registering, getting my tag thing, stretching out, foam rolling before. I took my inhaler with me in my pocket and thank God. I don't think, I probably wouldn't have finished if I didn't take my inhaler. But they're like doing the countdown like 5 minutes and then I'm like in the big pile of people at the starting line just waiting to go and then they go and it was just like a woo, everyone's yeah, good luck, yeah. So just like getting, it was good just like to have that experience because showing up to like a 10K or something. Just being able to, my next 10K, I'll be like, I'll just feel.
Yeah.
I don't know. You just kind of get what's going on. Like, I didn't know. I was like, I saw 1,000 people already in the line. I'm like, dude, do we got to get in the back of all those? But there's like little side gates. You can kind of just like go wherever the fuck you want to go. Sneak into the front, middle, back. So it was a good experience. The Sabos fucking beat me, and I was surprised, but he said he's been, but I haven't been doing any running. My conditioning's horrible, and he said he's been like playing soccer. He's been running a bit. I was like, okay, so that kind of makes sense. Because last time I ran with him, he was walking. I was like, kind of just like jogging beside him, like, come on, man, like hyping him up. I was like, come on. But he got pretty good. I lost him. He just went ahead. First half mile, my first mile, I think was like an 8:47 pace or something, but then that's when I was like, I gotta slow down. And then we went up a big ass hill. I was fucking struggling to get up, but in the beginning, first mile, I'm like passing people. I'm like, get out of my way, fat ass. Like, I'm like I do this. Like, motherfuckers don't know I've been doing this. This is my shit this year. Like, this is all I talk about on the podcast. I'm like, move, you fucking slow fuck. And then, so I'm bouncing in between people. And then probably a mile and a half in, comes like the uphill part, and I'm slowing down. And people start passing me, the same fat ass. The same fat ass is passing me again. It's destroying me uphill. Like little 4'9" girl, like someone's little cousin that's doing it for fun, like passing me. I'm like, oh my God.
He's on an iPad.
I get up the hill. There's probably a mile and a half left. I don't think I passed a single person after that. I was just, everyone's passing me non fucking stop. And I'm like, I want, it should, usually it would like motivate me to like keep up. Cause sometimes when I was running good months ago, if someone was running in front of me, I would just like keep up with them. I was like, no matter what, I'm just going to try to keep up with them.
Yeah.
See, let's see how far they go. They're not outrunning me. Literally, I'm like David Goggins is behind them. Like they're just casually running and listening to their music. So, and then I'd say there was 1.7 or 1.3 miles left. We get on Katy Trail, and that's just like the straightaway. And every single person was passing me. And, like, people would stop and walk. And honestly, sometimes I would think, like, why are you stopping and walking? Like, there's not that much further left. And it's like, I'm wondering, like, in their minds, why are they not like me, like, forcing myself to fucking run? Like, I was like, this is a dub as long as I don't walk. Even if I have to go slow as shit. But I'm sure they don't give a fuck. But that was my goal in my head. But literally the last mile, every single person is passing me. And I'm just going slow. I think like my final mile was like 10, like a 10:30 pace or something like that. But it was just so much harder than what I thought it'd be. It made me realize how fun it would be if you really were in shape.
Yeah.
And you were just trucking along with other people.
Dude, that would be so much
like
fun.
And like keeping pace with them. But when you're just getting smoked and you can't breathe,
I thought about
like I should like IRL stream this, but there was no way. If I would have IRL streamed and about half a mile in, I would have been like, there's just no way. Like especially
your phone would have fried anyway.
Yeah, probably would have overheated.
No, because 106. I can't even put my phone on. I have a little pop socket thing, and I put my phone. I can't even put and during the summer in Texas.
Your car?
Yeah.
Same.
I can't put my phone. I have to put my phone next to the air conditioner.
Same. Yeah.
Because I can't. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous. But it will be fun. I'm going to do. I mean, if there's another 5K or whatever in like 2 months, I'll probably do it again.
Yeah.
See what I can improve on Sunday. I have this dude sent me a program on Sunday that I'm going to start doing. We'll see how much I think enjoy lifting more, but I do really enjoy running because I have been like super anxious and like disappointed in myself and depressed, as per usual. But during that run, it was like I didn't think about like any of that. I was just like, breathe. And just like all of that just like went away. And then afterwards, I was like, I DoorDash Taco Bell. And I was just like how I talked to the Taco Bell driver. I was just like more social and friendly, even though I was exhausted. But there was just like the anxiety went away. And I just wanted to go home, take a shower, eat. I mean, granted, I went home and my dogs were just out of control and just fighting and barking. But it was just like it really running gives me a just like a I'm just more comfortable after I run. I'm just my body's exhausted. Even when I run, I'm not like stressing about going 4:32 in Halo and or just other shit in life. Like running's just super good for me, and I think especially mentally, I want to run in the mornings and just like start my day with that. Exhaust myself a little bit, get my water in, stretch. I mean, that'd be ideal. I mean, we'll fucking see. But I do my goal is to like kind of look a certain way with the gym, even though I've kind of slacked the past 2 weeks, but it's not that bad. My diet's just been shit. But I think the summer shenanigans are over with. My pool at my apartment no longer gets sun, really. Michelle's friends are done going out, so I'm done hanging out with them for a little bit. Because I would just like, Michelle would be like, hey, I'm going to something, something. And I could be like, well, I could either go stream Halo Rage and completely start over with streaming since I haven't touched it in 2 months. Or I could just like go get drunk and forget about everything and act like I feel good. But really, I would just feel good for like 2 hours and then feel like shit the rest of the day, cancel Flycast, then get depressed and scroll on TikTok all day. So that, those shenanigans, I think, are over with for sure. So I'm back September, October, November, December. I plan on streaming almost every day.
You should hit this Modern Warfare
3 wave. Step my diet up. The what?
So you should hit this Modern Warfare 3 wave that's coming.
Is that the new game coming out? Yeah, whenever it drops, I'm going to...
Because that... I think the drop of that game is going to be really good. Yeah. I think it's going to be way better than the last couple of years.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try to ride any waves I can get. Because there's going to be Halo... I'm gonna Halo Worlds is... I don't fucking know the date. But
second week of October, right?
Is it?
I think so.
So, in a month, Halo's done. Like, no one's going to watch that shit in the off season. I mean, they hardly watch it now. But up to Worlds, I'll probably dabble in Halo.
Dude, it was speaking of Halo.
Then go to Worlds, watch party that.
It was crazy hosting the Inner Circle with the Dynasty team. Did I tell you I did that?
Say, speaking of Halo, though?
Well, because we talked about Halo a lot because Ian and Formal. Informal had just won MVP.
Yeah. Sorry you guys did that. We thought that was never going to happen. Did you talk about why you thought it would never happen?
No, I mean, I'm sure people will be kind of upset about that because we didn't really talk about the downfall of the Dynasty. We mostly talked about the formation and like, you know, like how things have been since. We didn't really talk about, like, there's been turmoil between basically all of them except Damon at some point in time. So like, I didn't want to fucking bring up weird shit. Like that's save that for Hector's eavesdrop if he wants. Yeah. But like, I was mostly just talking about like different moments and different like perspectives between them and like what they've been doing since and how they related to each other. And that's kind of where I went with it. But it was crazy. Like sitting there, I was at first, cause I drove Seth there. I was like, how do you think this is going to be? Like, is this going to be fucking awkward? Yeah. Like, am I going to have to... He was like, I'm fine.
Like, is there going
to
be small talk between you fucks?
Right. Like, am I going to ask a question and you guys are going to answer it and then I'm going to run out of questions in 20 minutes? Because, like, I only have...
Because no one's, like, 15. Elaborating with each other?
Dog, it was like, as soon as we sat down and we started talking, it was like they were back. Really? It was fucking wild. I don't know if it'll come through as much in the video, but like I was sitting there and like, that team, there's so much shit has happened between all four of those guys, like individually, just individually, all of them. Damon had a kid, Formal switched esports in as a
Krim's world fucking gen- switched complete
esports. He's also been through the fucking ringer in COD, and also, and Seth is retired, engaged, watch part. Like, there's so much shit that they've all done. And so, like, I think like coming back to it, I kind of forgot like how much time I personally had spent with the four of them. Cause like I was with them every weekend for 2 years.
Bro, I miss that.
I miss that team. Like
Formal living there.
That team, I didn't realize.
Seth living there, Crimsix living there.
I didn't realize how much I missed that team. That team is so, I don't know if there will ever be a COD team like that.
What again. Years was that?
16, 17, 18.
Were they living at the Scuff House with each other? Like Krim,
at
Seth?
At one point, everyone was living there except for Damon.
Damon, of course.
But yeah, at one point, they were all living there. Just like, it's, I don't know. It's such a cool fucking, because they're.
So it went well.
They are lit. I think it went really, really well. And their personalities are just different enough.
They are.
Where it like perfectly meshes. It's so wild. It,
literally think about their personalities.
Dude, they're so.
Skump, Crimsix. Skump, talkative, but like super friendly and like.
Goofy.
Yeah, goofy.
But serious.
Crimsix, super talkative.
Robot.
But
also goofy.
Trolly.
Yes.
But can piss you off.
Yeah.
Damon, totally chill.
Seems That's like it. He's high all the time.
Totally chill, high as a fucking kite, but like funny and like you like having him there.
Yeah, yeah, just like having him there.
And then Formal just like
locked,
quiet, but also funny.
But also hilarious.
And trolly.
Yeah. Trolly. It's like, I mean, I know the way we describe that sounded like they're all the same person. But in reality, the chemistry, the way, because I was obviously the elephant in the room was Matt and Ian. So I was like, I hope this is going to be fine. And then Ian started talking about like F1 driving, and Matt was asking him questions about like the difference. And I was able to take a back
seat. That always happens if like in real life, like they're not going to like be in a Discord call together.
Yeah.
But in like real life, you'll start.
They still
There's like
it.
A respect. There's just like a oh, respect for I, each other.
Dude, to be on the...
Like, Formal's not going to pull up and just be like,
Yeah.
It's just... Same with Crimsix.
It is weird. It is weird. It is weird how that happens, though. But yeah, I think that went really well. I'm excited to see what the edit looks like, and I'm glad that
Hopefully
it finally
the audio's
got
all right.
Yeah, the audio... We already checked the audio.
Was that the first... Did they? I wonder if they like came back and...
Yeah, we put it... Matt was like the... Dynasty's podcast is good. We did it. Everyone take a shot. And Roger replied and said, until I see four audio tracks, I will not take a shot. Yeah. Because the Goat Show audio got butchered.
Is it someone's fault?
It has to be someone's fault. The SD card over in the middle of the recording, the SD card capped out. So
I thought it was like a technical, like I don't fucking.
No, the SD card, I think either corrupted or something like that.
So,
and
like,
that was
does someone have to be on top of that, like, quickly? And, like, can you notice that?
You can't notice while it's recording, no. You don't notice
so, like,
until afterwards.
Could it even be someone's fault?
Use a better SD card? I can't remember. I felt really bad for the boys because, obviously, audio has been an issue. And that was one of the things that was
you
on
did
the,
that. You did that, right?
The Goat Show? No.
Wait, who?
Goat Show is...
Oh, it was Seth.
Formal Seth, Damon, Will.
Big timer.
Yeah.
And like Seth kind of hosted it?
Seth hosted it, and Seth's SD card was the one that broke.
Yeah, people...
So they had to like AI... Like, it's
was
honestly
it just
like,
Seth's audio? Like everyone else was good?
Seth's audio completely broke. Everyone else's audio worked. So in order to get Seth's audio, they used AI... I don't know.
That's
I was
crazy.
Talking to the producers, and they used the voice off of everyone else's lavs and boosted his voice. So low key, as much as the audio doesn't sound good, it salvaged like 300%.
Yeah.
So it doesn't sound great, obviously.
Well, in the video, though, are the other three's mics okay?
From what I've heard.
Because all I saw was a clip of Seth. And where did I see the clip? I think maybe Optic tweeted it out.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were just, people were just fucking raging. I mean, people were,
that one really
But it's
sucked.
Like, what do you want to you can't, do? You can't really run it back.
You can't run that back.
Like, because that's just weird. You're going to be asking the same questions. The conversation's totally ungenuine. It's not.
Right.
You can't really run that back. It's hard enough to probably get everyone there.
That's the biggest issue.
Yeah.
It's so hard to get those four guys with their schedules together. It's like damn near impossible, especially between Matt and Will, because they're doing crazy shit. So like their schedule is insane. So you have to run. I mean, you have to. It really sucks, but you have to run it the way it does.
Yeah, it's like, would you? I'm sure it's only a few fucking little shits talking shit about it, but it's like, would you rather just us not put it out then?
I mean, anytime,
even though the audio sucks, it's still
anytime there's anything with a paywall, like
which you get, but which I get,
I get it too.
But there's,
I get it too.
That's just something you can't.
We do really appreciate everyone that's signing up for Optic Nation, and no, the amount of Optic Nation members doesn't equal we get more money. This is just what we have to do. You see everyone else's esports business going under? Well, we're trying to find solutions to how to make it in this industry, and this is one of the ways to do it. So every time you sign up for Optic Nation, it really does help show that we have supporters that are willing to sponsor or support us in that way. So thank you. That's what Optic Nation is basically all about. I'm sure there's a bunch of people out there are like, damn, paywall for trivia videos. Yeah. Now Hex doesn't have enough money?
Yeah.
And it's like, that is...
Trust me, it's going directly to Hex.
Yeah, all of it. Going straight to Hex's and dogs. Right to Hex and the dogs.
Yep.
It's not to pay for all of the staff here.
His, in this, the rent of yeah, this
the
place.
Rent of this place, downtown Dallas.
Right in front of the American Airlines Center. His, Idiots, you watch his Idiot show?
Idiots is fire.
Yeah, it's good. It's what I imagine my 60 days. It's not what I imagine my 60 days to be like, because they did it so much fucking better.
Yeah.
And like, obviously their shit's food, my shit's, but it's just like a quality show that like has a point to it, a beginning, an end, a sort of storyline. And it was just super, super well done. It kind of makes me want to do a fucking show like that. Like my,
there's a program that we've been talking about where if you want to make a show on Nation, then you can do that. I'm making a show. It's a extension of Around the Bar. So like I do Around the Bar that goes up on a YouTube channel, and then there's an extension, like an hour extension, where we play beer pong and answer questions and stuff. That segment is going to go on Optic Nation. So
I don't know what the fuck I'd do.
So that I'm actually mad excited about that. I'm about to go film that right now.
Yeah, I don't know if I've talked about my. I've had to mention my 60 day video of like why I haven't uploaded it. But just like, but people still ask me on stream. Someone tweeted me yesterday. So to just clear the air, first off, I started the 60 days before I even. I started day one before I even was filming. So by the time we started filming, it was like day three or four. Yep. My weight was already down. It wasn't my official start weight. I was like already, I already started. So it was just like kind of a bad start. But for me, it was like, regardless, I need to do this.
Yep.
And my brain was set like, fuck this. I'm starting this tomorrow. I know if I don't start it tomorrow, I'm not going to fucking start it. I'm not waiting till Wednesday for Lando to come down here and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But still off the rip, like we had a good idea of what we wanted to do, even like TikToks, YouTube reels, and it was like shit made sense. But it was like we kind of just knew what we were going to do like this week and next week. And then after like 3-4 weeks, I stopped recording individually. I was getting fucking tired of it, of just like doing cardio, waking up, doing cardio, showering, coming here, doing content or streaming, and then going home, having to eat, then go to the gym. And then it was just doing it twice. And I was exhausted because I was just doing so much exercise. And I was also running at times as well. And I just felt exhausted, and I was putting in less effort individually, and I was kind of like hoping Lando comes up with like, dude, I hope you come up with something.
Yeah.
Like even 1 week I was like, dude, I don't think you even need to come down here. It's like, what are we going to do? We've already recorded the first 3 weeks of you coming down here, and we go to the gym and I try to ramble about some shit, but it's like, dude, is that even like what? Is that even the purpose of the video? What the fuck is the purpose of the video? And it's like, dude, it was a wake-up call of like, this is so much harder from like a production standpoint of like we really got to know. Like, say the first few weeks is done, it's like, okay, like you almost think about, okay, this is how it's going to be edited. Now we sort of need like a middle section. And it's like, let's switch subjects and like talk about something else. We need a good ending. And it was just like, I felt like I didn't lose as much weight as I wanted to. But in reality, it was fine. It was good fucking weight. But I just felt like my transformation wasn't enough. And then I thought it was fine. We did like the final interview and like that, and I looked at it and just like didn't look too good. And like we set up like down lighting, so I just looked more beefy and shredded than I really was. But we set up like certain lighting to like make it look good, and we took shots of that, and it looked solid. But I'm like, is this fucking corny? Like, we're comparing this to my horrible lighting, fat stomach picture in the beginning. And I was just like, dude, is that even? Then it was just like, I don't know. We just could have looked at, or we just could have. I mean, it was definitely my fault too. Fucking, or not even his fault. I was, once we were done, I was like, dude, I don't know how you're going to fucking do this.
Yeah.
But like, good luck. I wish I would have like fucking just tried to think and write shit down and organize and how we are really going to do this. But it was something I sort of just like abruptly started. And towards the end, I just felt like, I was like, does the video even have like purpose? Like, can you watch this and understand the like meaning I was trying to give it? Of just like I know what it's like. Of like, even in the first, even in my interview, I like was kind of like tearing up and like crying a little bit. Then there was like emotional moments that weren't put in it, and I was like, these should be put in it, but it's already like 16 minutes long, and it's like, how long do we really want to fucking make this? And there wasn't. And then I also felt like there should have been more working out involved with it, and me talking about how I'm working it. Just so much fucking shit. But it's like, I don't want this to be a 30-minute thing, or should it be a 30-minute fucking thing? And it's just fucking. And then at the end, I was just like, man, I don't know if like the purpose of me doing this really got across in the video. And it's 100% my fault. I don't expect Lando to pull off some miracle editing animation fucking miracle at the end. But it's just, I could put it out, and people I'm sure would be like, love the video, maniac. But I feel like for the effort, like if for my channel doesn't have just fucking banger super high quality videos. So if you throw that on my channel, it fucking goes along perfect, or it's just some average shit you just fucking click, you watch, and like, cool vid. And like, no one would probably even like say anything about like, damn, this was a disappointment. But in my head, I was just like, to dedicate literally 60 days straight to this was like, I just wanted it to be like a banger, almost viral thing. And I was just like, this ain't it. But I learned a lot from it. There was definitely, if I'm going to ever do some shit like that again, like I have to, I mean, that's just part of my fucking brain where I need to step up is just really organizing and figuring out how to truly like not just not be fucking like lazy with it and organize and write shit down and come up with just ideas for the whole thing. And it's harder to do than you would think.
It's hard.
In the first 3 weeks, it was fine.
You want to know some fucking horrible shit that happened?
What?
You
ate meat?
I switched phones. And when I switched phones, they erased my last phone. And 2 months, or the first 4 months of all the vegan shit I had in is gone.
Damn.
Gone. So, got to figure out how
That's so fucking annoying.
Just like, but it, I mean, it was little videos and little B-roll and pictures.
Were you not like thinking of that before you
don't know what I was thinking. Cause like,
you're just like, I need a new phone.
I just like need a new phone. And they were like, they told me like, oh, if you back it up, it'll back up exactly how your phone is now. And they did. And then I was like, okay, it's backed up exactly how it is now. But all of my notes and my video folders were gone. And I was like, dude, and there's a lot of running shit in there too. Cause I was making them running videos. So, damn. I mean, I can still B-roll it. I'm sure I'll have to YouTube it a little bit. I don't consider it lying if I take a B-roll shot from October and put it in February. That's probably what I have to end up doing. But because the story is still the same, I'm still fucking doing it. But yeah, that when I found that out, I was, oh, dude.
Yeah, that's fucking horrible.
I was so bummed.
Oh, yeah.
And Alexis was like, oh, so you're done now? And I was like, no, I'm not going 8 months.
Yeah. Where are you at right now?
8 months.
8 months?
Yeah, almost. Well, 9, I guess. September.
9 months. No schmeat.
No schmeat.
I can't believe you actually did it.
No schmeat.
I feel like you would be. Are you? Does eating satisfy you anymore? Like, do you get a nice big vegan bowl of rice and beans and like you're excited? Like, sit down. Had your computer, TV, and watch something, and you still get excited.
Yeah, I still fuck with it.
Like, you get that, a little dopamine rush.
Yeah. Yeah, I still like, I mean, I still enjoy food. I mean, it's just that aspect of, like, when you sit down and the taco meat is seasoned, and you put the sauce on top, and then you eat into it, and then you're like, oh my God, like, that doesn't exist. Yeah. Like, it really doesn't. If a vegan... I think 9 months in, I can say this. If a vegan's ever like, oh my God, they're lying.
Really?
Like they are. They might not know they're lying, but they are. But but there is very good vegan food. Very, very good vegan food. In fact, at the Rangers game, they had vegan nachos and the cheese was made out of like almonds and it was fire or cashews or something. It was so good.
Yeah, I could never.
But...
any other videos you're doing? I want to do like another fitness one and like maybe even use what I did do and apply it to this. But by the end, I'm actually fucking shredded. I'm tired of talking about it. My apologies to everyone fucking listening. Trust me.
I have a video. I have a personal video that I still need to film one more thing for and then I'm good. And then I'm going to do a personal video. Cause I'm going to be in Arizona for October. So when I'm there, I'm probably going to film something, dedicate some time.
You want to say,
I don't know what it is yet. Okay. It's one of three things. So,
okay. I don't know if you saw my tweet. I said to send in some questions. We can just, I'm going to scroll.
Pick a few.
I haven't even looked, but we'll see if I can find any here. Might need to edit. Because I don't know if I'll even see any. What does the world need more of? No, we're not answering that. He's trying to like come. He said thankfulness, encouragement, forward thinking. Nah.
No. Less of that.
Less tweets of that. No, I'm just kidding. He's like, yo, I might be featured in a podcast. And this fucking question just gets destroyed. Less of those kind of tweets. Someone said song of the week. You got a song of the week? Something you've been listening to? Bro, I've been listening to the same shit for a year straight. House music playlist and then old Drake.
Yeah. I've still been listening to Utopia a little bit. I don't know why.
What the fuck?
Because I don't really like love it. What?
Jake Lucky. I don't even think he follows me. He said, "Is Logan?" He responded to me and said, "Is Logan Paul juicing? Leak an optic player's salary. Talk about people spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on CS skins. Can Hitch touch his toes? Who is one member who left Optic that you'd like back? How much coffee is too much coffee?" Like, this motherfucker's dude, brain just thinks like, that's how his brain thinks.
He thinks in titles.
Is Logan Paul juicing? I'd say yes. Yeah. Leak an optic player's salary?
A lot.
Yeah. More. Think what you're thinking, then just add a little more.
Or less.
Yeah. Or think about mine, but go less. Guess mine. See that number? Just cut it in half. CS skins, don't care. Can Hitch touch his toes? Yes, he can. Who is one Optic member that you'd like back?
I always answer the same. I always say Mixwell, and I always, or Tarek.
I mean, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Huh?
Ashley. I miss Ashley.
Lethal.
Yeah. TJ.
I don't know how Snake good bite. He would. I don't know what he would do.
Yeah.
Because I don't think.
I think between like TJ, Mixwell, and Snakebite, those are probably like the best. As far as people that have moved on from Optic, those are like the closest I've ever been with people are those guys.
I can't even say I didn't talk to Mixwell often, but like his vibe, he fucked with us.
Oh, I noticed that
and I was like, I fuck with you.
He still shows Optic mad love. Yeah. He's still I was watching a stream the other day and he still has his Optic spray as one of his sprays. Because I came in and I said something and he was like, everyone's talking in Spanish. Then he goes, Hitch, what are you doing here? And then he sprays the Optic logo. And I was like, what the fuck?
Or the Optic Gears team.
Gears team.
I
was
love
dope.
The whole Gears team as well. Thank you, Jake Lucky. Who in Optic would win in an arm wrestling tournament? Probably me.
Or Pomage.
Pomage is like freakily strong.
Got that Canadian strength.
And he's a big boy now.
He's big.
He's a big boy now. And I'm sure it's just pure fucking strength. Somehow. Go on. Some of these I just don't. Is Maniac the next Kanye, both musically and politically? Like, these are the ones I'm just scrolling past.
The answer is yes and no.
All right, let's find fucking like one more. Will the Flycast have merch? Yes, eventually. Mm-hmm. By the end of this year.
It should be coming up soon.
By the end of this year, you'll have Flycast shirt, hoodie.
Maybe shorts.
So yes, we are doing merch. Someone said do a tier list of Optic members based on contribution, growth, and content of brand.
That'll have to be an episode.
Like
Scrum, but that'd be
Maniac at the bottom. How has running helped affected y'all's mental health this year? I feel like we talked about it so much. And we talked about it. Or at least I talked about it in this one as well. It really does do some wonders for me.
I think we're probably good. I got to go film this around the bar stuff.
Wait, where are you filming it?
The bar? Well, it's not an episode. It's just like a voiceover. Or okay. I've already done that.
So how loud can I be on stream?
You should be fine.
Okay.
I'll probably, it'll probably take 20, it'll probably take 2 minutes.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Did you see, actually, I was going to say there's a video of a girl giving head, people calling it Logan Paul's fiance, and that it leaked. And Dylan Danis, like, tweeted it out. But now there's a lawsuit between them. And apparently the girl, that's not actually Nina. But that's still going on.
Dude, we got...
It's fucking...
Did you read the comments from the last Flycast? Bro, people were on our shit.
About what?
About that situation.
What, are we just, like, wrong about it?
I guess we were wrong. Wait, I don't fucking know. What? Because we said...
Because we were like, dude, that's fucked up.
That's fucked up. Like, Dylan... all we see is Dylan Danis, like, just posting this girl everywhere, and it's like, that's kind of lame. Like, I wish it was between the two guys. Yeah. Not like,
what has she done to him? Why is she getting her life destroyed for this?
That was the wrong thing to say. Apparently, people were like, apparently Logan brought his girl into it, involved, or there
that Jake fucked his
something. Hooked up I don't with know his ex something about Dylan Danis's ex or his girl. Jake brought her involved, and so now he's getting his fiance, fiance involved. Regardless, I think all that shit's lame. Like, yeah. I don't think I'm not choosing one side or the other. I think at one point
there's
I said
people that just hate Logan Paul though, and they love seeing this, thinking this is like completely bringing him down.
Yeah, and some people were like, "Well, yeah," like some people were. It's funny because like, however you think about like life. And you listen to us talk about that situation is how people perceived their opinions. Some people were in the same video. Some people were calling us like misogynists, and then also people were calling us like soft betas. The same opinion. Because at one point you say you're like, well, yeah, there is a big difference between like a woman sleeping with a lot of people and a man sleeping with a lot of people.
Oh, so that's misogynist.
So that's misogynist. But then if you say like, but then you're like, I think it should just be between the two guys. People are like, oh, these guys are fucking soft. The generation now, all the Democrats. Like, yeah, that's us. Like, it's just like, dude, like people like they just run with it. You know what I mean?
People just... It's crazy to me because I'm on the side of like she should not be involved, and I don't know what Logan said about his girl or something. Even if he did say that, there's no reason for his fiance to be getting destroyed as much unless she said some crazy shit.
Unless
his fiance should not still be getting fucking destroyed.
If she she's shit in his bed on some what's his name, Johnny Depp shit, then yeah, that's cool.
I just don't.
But like, it just seems like she's just like a bystander.
But it's crazy. There's some people who I think they kind of have stuff about like maybe an attractive girl never showed them attention, and they love seeing Dylan Danis shit on this fucking.
They love it. It's weird.
This hot chick. She thinks he's some hot fucking chick. Yeah, reality check, bitch. And like, I know they're thinking of
your
fiance from that perspective.
Your fiance before she was with you slept with people. How do you feel?
How many guys has she been with? Because their pictures. Because
there's pictures of her
that means they
with
fuck.
Them. And it's like.
And I live on like the complete opposite side of that, to where I'm like, dude, she should not be getting destroyed. But then there's people who live on the opposite side. It's like
don't be so soft. Why are you?
Yeah,
why,
she deserves it.
She deserves it.
If she was a fucking whore, she can. This is her repercussions.
These white knight gamers,
and we just live
podcasts.
On the complete opposite side of it. So, but I don't hate you. You can be on the opposite side. This is just how the world works. You don't need to hate me.
We're on episode like 89, so we're bound to say some shit that people don't agree with.
Well, that's. Got to get views somehow. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for watching the Flycast. That is going to do it.
Make sure you keep that discussion going in the comments below.
Down in the comments.
I'm going to check it out this time.
Yeah, we're going to go look at the comments.
Yeah, I'm going to be responding.
Are you team Logang or D-Gang?
Let us know in the
comments.
In the comments below. Matt Craig. Play that outro music.